Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the podcast. It is time for the Daily Dive for March 18th, 2024. And like many days over the last few days, we're going to talk about Kate Middleton. Last Gossip Galore, I talked about how, hey, she went to this Windsor Farm Shop, but there was no pictures or videos. So did she really go? And then what happened today? We got pictures and video. And she looked good. She really did. You know, when they had the quote about how she looked happy and relaxed and healthy and was laughing and everything like that, you go, great. And then you got to see it. And she really was. And she really looked good. And nobody was bothering them. It's just like, she was laughing and smiling, talking to Prince William. Good for them. You know, we needed like the good news. Because for whatever reason, the Russian media decided today that to announce that King Charles III had died. And there was basically this statement that was dated March 18th, and apparently like this seal of the British monarch's official London residence said, the following announcements made by Royal Communications, the king passed away unexpectedly yesterday afternoon. And the palace issued a statement to the Russian state-run TASS news agency saying, hey, we're happy to confirm that the king is continuing with official and private business. Now, somebody who we thought might be dying is Richard Simmons. He goes on Facebook early today. And he said, I have some news to tell you. Please don't be sad. I'm dying. Oh, I can see your faces now. The truth is we are all dying. Every day we live, we are getting closer to our death. Why am I telling you this? Because I want you to enjoy your life to the fullest every single day. Get up in the morning and look at the sky. Count your blessings and enjoy. And he's like doing things to get people motivated and stuff. And he says, every day that you're alive, you've got to move. Whether it's standing or sitting, you've got to move your body every day. Start with stretching, then cardio and strength. Plugged his videos. That should show you right there that he wasn't going to die when you're plugging your own workout videos. There's something else very important that you must do. Tell the ones that you love them. Hug those people and children who you really care for. A big hug really goes a long way. Well, apparently, even though he had plugged the videos and wanted people to buy them, people still thought, oh, he's dying. And so he went to social media and said, oh, you know what? Sorry. Many of you have gotten upset about my message today. Even the press has gotten in touch with me. I'm not dying. It was a message about saying how we should embrace every day that we have. Sorry for the confusion. I mean, he is 75, so it's not out of the realm of possibility that he was dying. But I think that the plug for your videos is probably a way that maybe you're not dying. I would be dying if I was at the Grove in L.A. at Cheesecake Factory and saw Kanye West pull up with Bianca Censori. And by pulling up, I don't mean in a car because you can't actually drive to the Cheesecake Factory. You have to walk. And if you've never been to the Grove, it is a huge open outdoor mall that's attached to the farmer's market. And I'm using farmer's market in big time quotes. But it is far removed from a parking lot. It is essentially in the middle of the Grove. So you have to go through a throng of people if you want to go to the Cheesecake Factory. It's right next to the movie theater. But there they were. Kanye, all black getup, and Bianca basically wasn't wearing much. I mean, actually, she was wearing stuff, but you could see through everything. And I'm also, that particular Cheesecake Factory always has a line. There's always people waiting. Now, I don't know if there was already people there, like if they said, oh, you know, Kanye's coming, or, you know, some of the people got their reserved table or whatever. But I could just see him standing around there. It's like two stories. You wait on the bottom, then you go eat upstairs. And I could just see him just like waiting down in the lobby or whatever with everybody. And just, it just had to be the most surreal experience. And to pick the Cheesecake Factory. There's a lot of good restaurants in the quote unquote farmer's market and in the Grove and even across the street. Cheesecake Factory, Cheesecake Factory is fine. I feel like it just was an odd choice. But they looked like they were having a good time. So there. People who aren't having a good time are Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner. They're not. their divorce is getting very nasty. And basically what's happening now is they can't agree on custody. So everything is going to start being made public. Right now it's under seal because they went to mediation. So we weren't learning anything. The documents that they filed were going straight to the mediator. They weren't going to the court. But now she wants the judge to take it on. So all of the filings will be there for everybody to read. Now, speaking of reading, I'm not going to read the entire Rolling Stone report on Shangela, but I wanted to talk about one of the victims. Shangela's RuPaul's Drag Race. And Shangela's been accused of sexually assaulting five people in a report in Rolling Stone today. And five people in the queer community accused the drag queen, whose real name is Darius Jeremy Pierce, of either sexually assaulting them or trying to have sex with them after becoming too intoxicated to consent. And one of them is a 27-year-old man named Helmer, who claimed he was 20 when he met Pierce while working at a bar in LA in 2017. They talked on social media, they decided to meet up for a late dinner, and Pierce bought a mojito for Helmer. And Helmer told the LAPD in 2023 that he does not have any recollection of the events that occurred after he drank the mojito. But he claimed that he remembered waking up completely naked on a bed and believed to be at Pierce's residence. He asked Pierce what happened and why he was naked. And Pierce responded with, "We had sex and there was another guy involved that you brought in." And Helmer asked who the other guy was, and Pierce stated he didn't know, but you were really into it. And Helmer admitted that it took him a few days to realize that he was sexually assaulted. And he was worried that he didn't have enough evidence to report it. But he spoke to his roommate and his current boyfriend, who both confirmed the account to Rolling Stone, and Helmer filed a police report in 2023. Now, Pierce's attorney, Andrew Brettler, called Helmer's allegations absurd, claimed the two went back to Mr. Pierce's house where they engaged in consensual sex with a third man who they met at the bar. Now, Brettler, as you know, or maybe you don't, if you haven't listened to the podcast, but he's represented Chris Noth, Armie Hammer, Prince Andrew, Bryan Singer, Danny Masterson. So if you're in trouble with the sexual assault stuff, you go to Andrew Brettler. Now, speaking of in trouble, Dan Schneider, he has responded to allegations about his behavior during his time at Nickelodeon. So the show, Quiet on Set, The Dark Side of Kids TV, talks about a lot of the shows that he created. And basically, you know, the talk lately is how they appear to sexualize young child stars like Ariana Grande. Yes. Jamie Lynn Spears. Yes. And the compilation videos, which are there to see. But Schneider says, "I didn't do that. Everything that happened on the shows," this is from his spokesperson, "Dan ran was carefully scrutinized by dozens of involved adults, approved by the network. If there was an actual problem with the scenes that some people, now years later, are sexualizing, they would be taken down. But they're not. They're aired constantly all over the world today, still enjoyed by both kids and parents. Remember, all stories, dialogue, costumes, and makeup were fully approved by network executives on two coasts. A standards and practices group read and ultimately approved every script, and programming executives reviewed and approved all episodes. In addition, every day on every set, there were always parents and caregivers and their friends watching filming and rehearsals. Had there been any scenes or outfits that were inappropriate in any way, they would have been flagged and blocked by this multi-layered scrutiny. Unfortunately, some adults project their adult minds into kid shows, drawing false conclusions about them." Two words for you, Brian Peck. "In addition, every day on every set, there are always parents and caregivers and their friends watching filming and rehearsals." That was a really lame answer on their part. Really, really lame. And Dan does regret asking anyone for neck massages. Though they happen in public settings, he knows this was highly inappropriate, would never happen again. "In addition, every day on every set, there are always parents and caregivers and their friends watching filming and rehearsals." Now, let's talk about something lighter. Let's talk about Lisa Vanderpump, I think, throwing shade at everybody. It was talking about Jax and Britney and stuff, but this is one quote that I pulled. "It's a shame when they have a child. Marriage isn't easy, and there's always so many options in Hollywood and excuses in their egos involved. I think nearly everybody I know that was married on reality television has separated, except Ken and I." Oh, taking the dig right there at Kyle, because she didn't say divorce. has separated, except Ken and I, because we're perfect. And apparently Bruno Mars is perfect too, and the MGM says he doesn't have a debt. You know, yesterday on Gossip Galore, I said, oh, he's like $50 million in debt. And MGM says, MGM and Bruno's partnership is longstanding and rooted in mutual respect. Any speculation otherwise is completely false. He has no debt with MGM. Yeah. That's why he keeps signing up. They don't want to let him play anywhere else. We're proud of our relationship with Bruno Mars, one of the world's most thrilling and dynamic performers. Together, we're excited to continue creating unforgettable experiences for our guests. Well, creating unforgettable experiences for their guests, and not in a good way, is United Airlines. I mean, oh, the CEO said this today. Safety is our highest priority and is at the center of everything we do. Unfortunately, in the past few weeks, our airline has experienced a number of incidents that are reminders of the importance of safety. While they are all unrelated, I want you to know that these incidents have our attention and have sharpened our focus. Maybe when you're transporting people by air, your focus should have already been sharpened. You know, don't forget, like March 15th, the panel was discovered missing from a Boeing plane. And they had four other incidents this month. In Houston, you had the Boeing 737-900 poured flames from an engine after takeoff. A Boeing 737 MAX lit off the runway. In San Francisco, a Boeing 777 lost a wheel during takeoff. And while leaving Sydney, a Boeing 77 trailed hydraulic fluid. All United Airlines. Our team is reviewing the details of each case to understand what happened and using those insights to inform our safety training and procedures across all employee groups. Yeah. That's quite the statement. And I'm anxious to see the statement that Jennifer Lopez has. J-Lo Beauty out of Sephora in the United States. It's all gone. Came to Sephora in 2021. It is available on the Sephora US website and at Sephora stores outside the US. And it's Sephora stores in Mexico. It's available there. And it's also available at Macy's online. But Jennifer Lopez just keeps having fail after fail after fail. 2024 is not Jennifer Lopez's year. And as much, I don't know, I don't want to say smack talk. As much as sometimes I talk poorly about Brittany Mahomes on here and her treating people poorly, there's no excuse for what happened to her at the Denver-Dallas NBA game. Patrick Mahomes is sitting there next to her. And this is the lip reading thing. And he mouths to his wife, you need to smile more. And she didn't want to, it didn't appear to, but then when he said it, she eventually agreed to smile. And you can just tell that Brittany is not happy. Maybe she's only there for the check. When you see her interact with other people other than her husband and how excited she gets to see them. And I'm thinking about, is it the running back for the Chiefs? And also like Post Malone, she just is excited to see them. And she just does not ever look excited with Patrick Mahomes. I just, you know, who knows? All right, let's do Blind Items Revealed because I do have another story, but I'm going to save it for tomorrow because it's very much longer than I thought. And we have 3 days of Blind Items Revealed to do, so I'll save the other story for tomorrow. And it's a really cool little story, and it's not really time sensitive at all. But the Blind Items Revealed from Saturday, number one. It's from March 7th. This former A-list model slash reality star slash celebrity with the very crooked significant other is about to drop some bombs about her ex and what he has done to people. He won't ever come back to the country then. And that's Kimora Lee Simmons, Tim Leisner, and Russell Simmons. Number two is from March 7th. You mean the A-list singer who lied about drugging and raping an underage teen lied in court about something else? Shocking. Apparently, prosecutors are so upset they want to charge him with a crime for lying this time around. And that's Don Henley. Number three is from March 7th. This A-minus list celebrity offspring should watch out for the person who is such a big mentor to her husband. The mentor has been trying to poison the mind of the husband against the offspring because the mentor has dollar signs in their eyes. And that's Hailey Bieber and Justin Bieber. Number four is from March 7th. This illiterate news host who was fired from a cable channel is being wooed by his former bosses after they suffered disastrous ratings this week. And that's Chris Cuomo and CNN. Sunday, number one's from March 7th. This former A-list actress was asked to be a part of the documentary on the cable channel where she starred. She said just being asked made her paralyzed for nearly a week. And that's Amanda Bynes, Nickelodeon, Quiet on Set, The Dark Side of Kids TV. Number two is from March 7th. This newish young couple, her from a famous TikTok family, and him from a poor performing NHL team, are rumored to be on the outs already. Some say she realized the grass isn't always greener on the other side and has her eyes set back on her ex, which has her parents over the moon about, as they have not followed her new boyfriend on social media. And that's Dixie D'Amelio, Trevor Zegras, Anaheim Ducks, and Noah Beck. Number three is from March 7th. Despite what the illiterate actress said, the reboot of the reboot of the reboot is not a sure thing, and even less of a sure thing with her or her former co-star to be anything more than cameos. That's Lindsay Lohan, Freaky Friday, and Jamie Lee Curtis. Number four is from March 8th. Apparently, the child killer did find someone to take a meeting so the killer could pitch her reality show. It turns out the meeting was more of, I've never met a killer in person, so let's meet. She won't get a show. And that's Casey Anthony. Today's blind item revealed. Number one's from March 8th. This one named A-minus list singer slash producer fired his longtime bodyguard because the bodyguard refused to fly across the country without getting permission from his probation officer. The singer called him weak and fired him. And that's Akon. Number two's from March 8th. You will notice the late night host's statement about using cocaine is very narrowly tailored. It is not a blanket denial of using cocaine. And that's Andy Cohen. Number three is from March 8th. This A-minus list actress who maybe still wants to sing found a year-old post to take a shot yesterday at the A-minus list celebrity offspring. If the offspring does ever get divorced, the actress will show up the very next day. And that's Selena Gomez, Hailey Bieber, and Justin Bieber. Number four is from March 8th. This A-list singer slash sometime actress slash cartoon lover is just singing what I already told you a long time ago. Her ex cheated and also used her name to get business in women. And that's Ariana Grande and Dalton Gomez. Number five is from March 9th. The lottery-sounding rapper needed some help with her music after her last failure. The former wheelchair actor stepped up and in return got the barely old enough to drink sister of the rapper. And that's Latto, Drake, and Brooklyn Nicole. And that is it for this one, you guys. I will talk to you later.